Meetings are being held in Pristina this weekend between envoys of the United States, European Union, and Russia over the province of Kosovo. It's been 8 years since NATO bombed Serbia for 78 days to halt ethnic cleansing of Albanians in the province. Since then, Albanians have led Kosovo, and a UN force has mostly kept the peace. But Kosovars are now pressing for independence, and Russia has moved to block a plan to make Kosovo independent, overseen by the European Union. We're joined now from Paris by Matthew Kaminsky. He's editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal, Europe. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Kaminsky.
Thank you.
Talks have been extended for 120 days to try and save the Kosovo independence plan that had been brokered. What's involved here if they can't do that?
Well, I mean, the talks have been extended for no apparent reason besides trying to buy some more time. This was a French idea from the new president, President Sarkozy, who saw that you couldn't get a consensus in Europe to try and recognize Kosovo independence unilaterally, perhaps, along with the U.S. So after spending more than a year, former Finnish president Martti Ahtisaari came up with a proposal in spring to give the Kosovars sort of supervised independence. And Russia very breezily said, no, we're not going to sign off on it. So it is really a fairly desperate move, it seems to me, that just delays the inevitable.
You wrote a piece this week in the Journal on Kosovo. How likely is it, do you think, at the end of 120 days or maybe in 200 days, a provisional government in Pristina just decides to declare independence unilaterally? And what are the implications of that?
Well, I think that's really the way things are going right now. The question is whether the Kosovars do this on their own, and then they will probably eventually get American acceptance of this and American recognition, or whether the NATO powers who first intervened in Kosovo in 99 are going to be on board with this program. The Americans are telling them, please sit tight. Let's go through the 120-day period, but before the end of the year, we promise you we will help guide you to independence. The problem is that there's about 100,000 Serbs who live in Kosovo now. A fairly small sliver of the province in the north is majority Serb. What happens to those Serbs? I don't think we'll see the prospect of an imminent Serbian attack, obviously. There are NATO troops there. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely great potential for internecine violence in Kosovo. There's certainly much greater potential that a lot of Serbs will flee again. Mm-hmm. And the last thing we want to see now, after all the awful images we had of the Balkans in the 90s, is any more ethnic cleansing there.
Is there a possibility, if Kosovo declares its independence and let's say that is endorsed by the U.S., U.K., and France, and obviously not by Russia, that Serbian Kosovars will declare their own independent republic?
I think it's almost a dead certainty. I'm sure these plans are being discussed right now, how it's going to happen. One of the scenarios is that northern Kosovo would then be handed over to Serbia. The reason you want to avoid that, the reason why it's so dangerous when everybody talks about it, is because in Macedonia, you have a large Albanian community that lives in the north of that country. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't they now join Kosovo or join Albania? You have almost half of Bosnia inhabited mostly by Serbs. Why shouldn't they be allowed to go to join Serbia? You're opening up a can of worms talking about partition. If we are moving in Europe toward a different meaning of what it means to be a state, that is no longer an ethno-national construct, but it's more Kosovo or Macedonia or Bosnia or whatever as part of a larger Europe with open borders, with free trade, with peaceful relations, then it becomes less important where the borders are. This is part of a sort of larger project of rebuilding Europe after the end of the Cold War. And Kosovo is the last piece of that puzzle.
Mr. Kaminsky, why is this issue important to Russia still, today's Russia?
I don't think it's important to Russia. I think Russia sees an opportunity here that with little cost to itself, it can play spoiler. Russia gives no money to reconstruct that province. Russia has no equity on the ground. The U.S. and the EU have great equity on the ground. We've invested billions of dollars. There are still 20,000 troops almost in this small province trying to keep peace. I think there is legitimate concerns that the Russians feel very confident now to try and block this and mess up this transition. The Europeans don't feel very confident in standing up to the Russians. And the Americans have other problems in other parts of the world and are not focused enough on this issue.
Matthew Kaminsky, editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal Europe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.